We are actually here to review paragraph by paragraph the document that will be adopted at the Samoa Conference this year. And there has been concern that we, the Caribbean, which have in the past led the negotiations at both Barbados and Mauritius, that we have sort of, you know, taken a back seat on this one. That we have not used the opportunity, as we've had in the past, to fiercely defend that which is ours. This is a SIDS agenda, and this is a SIDS meeting. This is a meeting, and it's an opportunity for the global community to look to the SIDS and to hear and to, for us to articulate what it is that makes us unique and why it is the global community deserves to give us special consideration. The impact of climate change. This has always been a central focus of the vulnerability of SIDS because of the threat to the very survival of SIDS that it presents. We speak about the issues of size and capacity, our need to attract foreign investment and expand trade, rising unemployment among women and youth, resulting in the expansion of the informal sector and many social insecurities that that brings, the increasing costs of migration, the loss of skilled labor, aging. These are population dynamics that also impact on small populations disproportionate. So the issue of size is critical, is important to SIDS, and we need to ensure that that message is communicated.